This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. Now, I am a suspicious sort, as you should be too. All Americans are naturally suspicious and should be. And you know, the world doesn't like that. The totalitarian world does not like it. As what we saw yesterday in the United Nations, when Nikki Haley spoke up against the United Nations. For the first time, the President of the United States and Nikki Haley have really taken on the totalitarians at the United Nations, who have foisted upon us this technocratic world of United Nations Agenda 21, right? The plan, the master plan for the world. And the roots of the plan, people like Adolf Hitler, Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and so many others, religionists out there, that have wanted to seize control of the entire planet. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, power mongers, I guess you would say money mongers, those that have so much money, so much clout and influence, that they have decided that they know best for you and me. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be in on some of those decisions. What do you think? If there's a plan for me out there that I'm supposed to be suffering under, I want to know about it. The only plan that I find acceptable to me is found in the Constitution of the United States of America, the Declaration of Independence, and our God-given rights. That's the plan for me. I'm not into any other plan at all, and nor should you be under that plan. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're going to be talking this time about this recession business in California. This is something that our own Chris Street has been predicting for months now. Actually, Chris, I think, made this prediction. Let's see. He's an interesting character. I'm telling you, every once in a while I have to kind of clarify who Chris Street is. He's a former treasurer of Orange County, California. And it was Chris Street and myself that were amongst a cadre of people that were whistleblowers in the Orange County bankruptcy back in 1994. We saw it as very, very strange. We understood it was very, very strange, and we blew the whistle. I was producing some radio and television shows, and Diamond, I was calling it out, and we were looking up who those people were that were actually behind it. And lo and behold, we found Bill Clinton behind the Orange County bankruptcy, December 4th, 1994. And when we found it, we were kind of amazed because we realized there's a couple of other casts of characters. A person by the name of Cloward and another one by the name of Piven. And then we understood that there was a strategy in play by Bill Clinton. And when that happened, well, the end result of their work, their handiwork by 1996, is that the entire Republican Party really caved in 1996 in California and gave rise to, well, the monoparty that we have right now. It's not really a Democratic Party. It's not really, and everybody say, well, the strongest party in California is Democratic. Well, yeah, you have a lot of people who run under that ticket, but it's more like a totalitarian technocratic party is what it is, as described by our own Patrick Wood here a little while ago. And this, of course, is a New World Order group of folks. They're the ones who are systematically destroying California. And it's happening right in front of our faces. And everybody says, what are they doing? Well, you need to study up and listen more to Agenda 21 Radio so we can describe it for you what they're doing. Because they are doing it. And with great relish, I suspect. And of course, Jerry Brown is nothing more than a pawn in all this. He's a useful idiot to the totalitarians. And in his day, he'll and his party will go by the wayside. And a technocratic party will take over. And California will be in utopia. Right? Not so much. No. They are trying to hurt us in different areas. This is something that's not going to be good for... It clearly isn't now, right? What about the citizens of California? What about the original Californians or Californias? Where are they today? A lot of them pushed out through the middle class by regulation, taxation, and so on. This process is in play right now. And Chris Street said, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity. He came out with this theorem about California economics. I'm saying about 2 years ago, maybe more, because this guy really knows what he... I mean, he's got a crystal... This is what I say. He's got a crystal ball in a room that's painted black. It sits on a table with a black tablecloth and glows. And then he goes over every once in a while. He wants to find something. He lays his hands on that sucker. Now, that's, of course, complete pseudoscience. And those of you that might believe that, well, the Earth might be flat, too, right? Okay, so anyway, Chris Street, putting his calculations together, he's driven by numbers, this guy. And he's never wrong. That's the funny thing about Chris Street. He's never wrong. Ask Barney Frank about Chris Street. Look that one up. YouTube, Chris Street, Barney Frank, back in the day. No, just look it up. It was the final, really, it was really Barney Frank's undoing. Remember that guy, the total pedophile, child molester, was always doing? I mean, you have sex scandals going on right now. What about Barney Frank? He was just openly molesting young boys. And nobody did anything about it back in the day. Of course, he was a Democrat. No, it's okay, he's a Democrat. He can be a pedophile too, right? It's okay. Well, Chris Street put an end to Barney Frank's career with his predictions, which were 100% accurate. And I was telling you that this recession that California is currently in, and it's already started, we've recognized that. Most people haven't. And Jerry Brown went, oh, we're not in any recession, no. And the Dems, no, we're not. Of course, they're trying to put lipstick on a pig, right? Now, in Zero Hedge yesterday afternoon, actually last night, I should say, because when I came home from my jaunt, we picked up two more counties for New California yesterday. That's where I was traveling to. Anyway, Tyler Durden, of course, Political Calculations is the author here. This is California already in a recession article, which means that Chris Street and the thinkers out there are starting to become aligned with Chris's thoughts, if you will. When it comes to the health of the state's economy, California's Governor Jerry Brown has been walking on eggshells this year. I love it when a plan comes together. says twice each year, once in January and again in May, Governor Jerry Brown warns Californians that the economic prosperity their state has enjoyed in recent years won't last forever. Brown attaches his admonishments to the budgets he proposes to the legislature, the initial one in January, and a revised version 4 months later. Brown's latest, issued last May, cited uncertainty about turmoil in the national government, urged legislators to plan for and save for tougher budget times ahead, and added, by the time the budget is enacted in June, the economy will have finished its eighth year of expansion, only 2 years shorter than the longest recovery since World War II, a recession at some point is inevitable. It's certain that Brown will renew his warning next month. Implicitly, he may hope that the inevitable recession he envisions will occur once his final term as governor ends in January 2019, because it would, his own financial advisors believe, have a devastating effect on the state budget. Thank you, Jerry Brown. Unfortunately for Governor Brown, the recession he fears may already have arrived in California. See, that's the prediction that has proved to be so true by Chris Street. Then they've got a chart that talks about this, showing that the trailing 12-month averages of California's civil labor force and number of employed is one that we've adopted from a different project to show that the data in the context of the state's higher than federal minimum wage increases in periods of negative GDP growth for the national economy. It shows that in 2017, the size of the state's labor force has peaked and begun to decline. That's just one indicator. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And what we're doing is we're talking about this recession. This is coming from an article by Political Calculations. Now, I'm sure that Political Calculations probably follows Chris Street. And the author, there's no author. So you see, I'm suspecting that a lot of this is, at least the theory, anyway. Because Chris has been talking about this for quite some time, and a lot of people, of course, follow his information. So it seems to me that this article, which has come from Political Calculations by way of Zero Hedge, is California is already in a recession, and he's got several charts up here and several quotations by Jerry Brown and what he's intimating that possibly could be a recession. And they've got a chart here. It's called the California Age 16 Plus Labor Force and Total Employed Trailing 12-Month Averages, January 2004 to 2017. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of these people are union jobs. Well, of course. that's the gig. It says here, trailing 12-month averages, total employed. And it's got 17,500 in the black line, which means age 16, labor force, rolling 12-month average. And then age 16 plus, total employed, rolling 12-month average. Okay, so they both are parallel to one another, showing that they are going up and by the numbers. But one's trailing the other, of course, a little bit different type of thing. Now, this is what is going to go down, and this is what I believe they're saying here. It says the data for this chart is taken from the summary tables of the state's monthly reports of the California demographic labor force, which are produced by the California's Employment Department. These are therefore the same numbers that Governor Brown sees, and they have been signaling throughout 2017 that the state's economy is going through a period of stagnation after generally having grown since bottoming in mid-2011 following the Great Recession. The labor force and employment numbers aren't telling the full story, however, which becomes evident when we factor in the state's growing population. Oh, immigration, yes! Now, here is the deal. And this is why these numbers look completely different. Instead of going up, they're going down and sideways. And this is a period from 2004 to 2017. California trailing 12-month labor force and total employed starts to decline quite a bit, and so do wages. It says in the chart that they're talking about here, which now includes population demographics. Now, and again, let's think about the population demographics of 2004 to 17 in California, and about the policies of Jerry Brown. High taxation, because even with Arnold Schwarzenegger, he didn't do too much about taxation. He did diddly squat because he was a fellow traveler as a socialist. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's clear. Look what he brought in. He brought in the California Air Resources Board, CARB, all this other communist stuff. He did away with bilingual education in the adult education program. He did away with adult education program, which meant that struck a certain demographic. Get it? Schwarzenegger and Brown were working in simpatico to help the destruction of California economically. Now, this is not idle chat. You have to go on the record. What were the records? Arnold Schwarzenegger brought some of the most heavy-handed regulations onto the California economy and onto the world stage. He's a socialist slash communist That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger's all about. That's in his blood. He was raised that way. I mean, he's from Austria. Come on. I know he's come to America and he's made big. Of course he has. But what's the root of what he knows to apply to America? And what's his record? Come on, it's not that I'm making this up. What is his record? He is a full-blown socialist slash communist. And look what he did to California by bringing in these heavy-handed regulations about environmentalism and CARB, California Air Resources Board, and all that crap. What did he do? He helped to, and education, he destroyed it. Especially that demographic of adult education students and learners. One of the greatest assimilators on the planet was in California through the adult education programs, who were providing the largest number of English language classes to any place on the planet. So if you were an illegal immigrant, if you were an immigrant to this state, you had a place to go to learn English, and people were requiring that to happen. And he did away with it. Now, why? Because it was part of a bigger puzzle. I was an adult education principal. Hello. I saw this firsthand. We service thousands of people who wanted to learn English so that they could become Americans. That was their goal. Assimilation Factory, I called it. 101. And people came. People will come, Ray, and they did. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people in California who arrived as either illegal aliens or aliens who wanted that American dream, knew that the first thing they needed to do was learn how to speak English. And they, the totalitarians, working with useful idiots such as Arnold Schwarzenegger, what do? They attacked English language. Of course, did away with it. Now, you got to understand something. A lot of other things were working and fermenting, I guess you can say, in the whole education system for years, and that started with whole language in the 50s and 60s. It goes back that deep. Whole language, which was roundly rejected by almost all California English teachers, all of a sudden started to creep in the 70s and 80s. Oh, we got to get rid of phonics. We can't have these people learn word attack skills at a very young age. We got to let them think in thoughts only. And, of course, that was one of the biggest deconstructors of the English language. And English teachers around the nation and in California recognized that and pushed back. And phonics started to be taught again. I mean, and there's still places that teach only whole language. And guess what? They have basically many ignorant students as a result. If you cannot, and this was all by design, guys. I saw the design working in the schools when I was there. And I said, we've got to put a stop to that. In some places, they did. They put the brakes on in many different places. I sat in one room one time. I saw this whole thing play out right in front of me in my daughter's school, where you had a newly minted associate or assistant superintendent who was big on whole language. She had taught 3 years and became suddenly an elementary school principal 1 year, and then the second year she became an assistant superintendent in charge of curriculum. Really? Of a district of about 28,000 kids. Really? How does that happen? Well, she slept with people. She knew how to work her way up, if you know what I mean. But she was foisting upon the district and everybody whole language. And my daughter's school pushed back, and we had big committees. We had big groups of people coming in and going, what's this whole language crap about? So we put her on the stage one night, and it was uncomfortable for me because I was an administrator in the district, and I knew it was wrong, but I was a parent first. I didn't lead the charge. The principal actually led the charge in straight confliction with the superintendent. And the teachers prevailed. The parents prevailed. And we kept phonics in the system. Yet that's the type of stuff that was going on. And that's the kind of stuff that was happening in the education system. That was in the 80s. You see, we were fighting it then. And now we have to fight it big time in California. But it's even worse. Because who's coming across the border? And why is California's population growing? It's because of illegal immigrants who are illiterate. And they're not learning English. Why? Because Schwarzenegger took it away. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can, find out all the information you need to make the best decisions possible. By the way, I haven't said this in the last few minutes, but Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Isn't that wonderful? Merry Christmas. Well, I know next week it's going to be one of these kind of weeks. We're going to have a couple of substitutes here sitting in for me and also some replays because it is absolutely a holiday week, and we're going to be revamping the Studio 21. We've got a lot of things going on, and, of course, revamping is one of them. Now, listen, understood that we will be having a fantastic Liberty Tour February 10th, and you want to get your tickets. Now, we have had people inquiring, and for some reason, if you go there now, And you'll find the Liberty Tour banner and everything on the website. And you can click on that. You should be able to get your ticket. Now, if you get tickets before the first of the... this is a Christmas special for $10 is the starting price. And it goes through January 1st. So you might want to get those tickets. There's only a limited number of tickets at that price. So that's why I say you want to get your tickets as soon as possible. And this will be, of course, a big, big event. It's going to be helping to kick off the whole thing with the Declaration of Independence, which keep up with this because we're going to be doing a worldwide announcement, and we're going to be putting out the Declaration of Independence for New California, the independence movement from California, separation from California. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution is what we're following here. And this is a process. We understand it's a process. And this is what the totalitarians don't like, especially Jerry Brown. So we're going to be putting out this process. So Declaration of Independence, and, it's going to be read. It's going to be read at three different locations across the state of California. And I think it's going to be very, very powerful. I think that people are going to stand up and go, holy moly, what is going on? And then when you see what we're doing, it's like, oh, my gosh. Two new counties came on board with New California yesterday. Glen County, California, and also Santa Cruz County. Santa Cruz, I'm telling you, it's quite the, the hotbed, if you will. The hotbed, Santa Cruz. So we're going to be... taking in those counties, they're going to be getting their charter. And we actually have several more coming on board. That gives us a total, I believe, of 19 there. And we have another 5, 19, 24. So we could be up to just about 30 by the end of this month, which is basically where we're going to be. We wanted to be at 40, but I don't know if we're going to be able to make that. It's just time and place and location. I mean, these people want to come on, but, we have a process by which we bring them in and certify them. So it's a legal process that we have to follow. We're being very disciplined about this because when we present our case to the California State Legislature, which is what you have to do, guys, you can't do it through a lawsuit. Sorry, the lawsuit business is not working. It's never going to work because, listen, a judge cannot legislate from the bench a new state. It's constitutionally impossible. So if you have a notion out there that a lawsuit is going to garner a state and say, oh, it's just part of the process to get representation. Well, then if it's part of the process to get representation, why don't you work with your legislature to get a constitution or bring about a proposition? See, all this business about a lawsuit is totally misguided. You should run a proposition for it. That's what everybody else does. And that works because you can amend the California Constitution. This is my point about lawsuits. They can't work and they won't work. And in fact, the lawsuit that is out there right now has been tried, three other times for representation? Two other times, excuse me. And thrown out each time. It's almost identical to ones that have already been thrown out. Why are we doing that exercise is a question. Why is that exercise for that lawsuit happening? And why are they spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of money that people are thinking, oh, we're going to get a state out of this. And they're not. They are absolutely not going to get a state out of this. And they've abandoned it that way. So what is the real deal there? We know that that's not going to happen. Now, the other people, you got a three-state thing going on. That's not going to work either. You still have to go through the legislature. And just because you pass a proposition doesn't mean the legislature is going to approve it. And the other one, that's a mess. It's just a mess. CalExit is a mess. It's just a mess. Anyway, so the only thing that's left standing and the only thing that's really constitutional is the movement for New California. That's really what it is. Of all the options in California, there's only one that's viable, and that's New California. Because why? We're trying to follow the law. What a concept. But you see, the type of legal system that we have in the United States, which is driven by our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights, that's what the globalists hate, and they want to stop. Get it? That's why we're doing what we're doing with New California. It really just stands to reason. But the lawsuit business, that's not working. Check that one off the box. It's never going to work. It's farcical, actually. And the leadership needs to be called to question by the constituents in that deal. because it's not going to happen, no matter what you try and do, no matter what you try and talk about, and how many times you talk about the same thing, it's not going to fly. Now, they say, oh, we're going to take it to the Supreme Court. Well, good luck there. Good luck there with a Trump court. That's not going to happen. And the preposterous things are coming out from that, about the numbers. If you want to get representation, that's what I'm saying. If you want to get representation, run a proposition to get representation. You can do that. You can increase the number of senators and assembly members with a proposition. You can't do it with a judge. That's the point. It's a dead end. You've been had. You've been fooled. And that's a sad state of affairs. But we all have to team together, by the way, everybody out there, in these various movements. If you really do want to make change, then you need to jump on board with the legitimate, legal, constitutional way to do it. That's the only way you're going to do it. We're not going to succeed just on our own. And, you know, those that want to separate and secede, that ain't working. That ain't working. We don't need you, because that's not the mindset of what we do here in California, New California. We have an allegiance, a strong allegiance, hello, to the United States of America and the American Constitution, Bill of Rights. That is what we do. So if you're in one of those other movements and you're thinking about the right way to split California away from California and become New California, join us. That's really what it comes down to. This is not a recruiting thing. It's just, you know, there's a place for everybody in this movement. And I know that when we talk to people, people go absolutely nuts. And when they figure it out, they get that aha moment. That's why you need to go to newcaliforniastate.com and check it out. But if you want to increase your size of your representation, there's only two alternatives. One, you can run a proposition. And two, you can join New California State. Those are the only two options. Lawsuits don't do it. Splitting the state up in three doesn't do it. And, of course, you then, even if you split up in threes, you still have to run it through the legislature to get to the Congress. The only thing that's viable that has a pathway, a clear pathway to statehood, and like when you hear politicians, they ask you about these statehood movements, they say, show me the pathway. There's got to be a pathway. There's got to be a pathway. I've heard many, I've had conferences and talks with many representatives and members of assemblies and senates. They show me the pathway, show me the pathway. And well, guess what? Here it is, brother. New California State movement. It's the pathway that will get you a new California and change history, by the way. It will change American history, and the globalists will not be happy. But that's, you know, we're here not for the happiness of the globalists. I think that Nikki Haley and Donald Trump speak very clearly when you talk about the globalists, when you talk about those totalitarians at the United Nations. We don't need no stinking globalists. We don't need totalitarianism. What we need is an option for freedom. And that's New California State. Visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
That day that's coming up, we've got a weekend going to be filled with Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. And all the things that are going on in the world today, we'd definitely want to look at a Merry Christmas and have one. And, you know, we're talking about that lawsuit. One of the movements out there has a lawsuit. They've joined now with a second lawsuit. It says here, new Jefferson lawsuit in Congress should have 6,230 representatives. This is from, where did this come from? It said, Jefferson movement files lawsuit in attempt to make mega government. Solution is make smaller government, massive government. This came from federal courthouse. Came from a Robert Jones. Says, new federal lawsuit for Jeffersonians wanting to create a new state in Northern California. Mark Baird now claims Congress should have 6,230 representatives. Says, Mark Baird, Wynn Carpenter, and Terry Raposa take a new twist and turn in their lawsuit for lack of representation. State of Jefferson leaders file to intervene in federal case in Washington, D.C., claiming the U.S. House of Representatives should have 6,230 representatives rather than 435. Attorney Scott Stafney asked federal judge in their case against California why it's taking so long for a decision regarding the first hearing. He informed the federal judge that his clients, Citizens for Fair Representation, Baird, Carpenter, and Raposa, have filed a New Jersey case claiming they are underrepresented in Congress by 5,795 representatives. That's the lacking. Citizens for Fair Representation is a fictional business name set up in Shasta County by State of Jefferson Formation, a Nevada corporation with jurisdiction in Wyoming. The group claims to have raised over $376,000 for their lawsuit. Okay, so that's the crux of this. If you're wondering about lawsuits and how it works for forming new states. the suits just don't work. It's just not, it's not the tool by which you do this. And that's what I mean. Follow the Constitution. If you follow the Constitution, you get a better outcome. Don't you think? I mean, the Constitution governs the whole nation, and it governs the formation of states. So asking for representation doesn't govern much at all. It doesn't yield much at all. It certainly doesn't do that. It says, this is an article here from the other day. Some of the stuff we just haven't been able to get to that over the last week, and I apologize because there's just been so much that's so significant this week. You got the tax thing, then you got the UN thing yesterday, and you know, now you got this whole thing picking apart California's issues. This is an article by Michael J. Boskin. Says, California dreaming of bolder leaders unafraid to challenge the vested interests running the Golden State and running its future. Wow, this is an impressive article. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. We do not have enough time to cover this. See, that's the thing. I don't have enough time to cover some of this stuff. But the there's more and more people, obviously, that are coming out against what's going on with California and this technocratic government that Jerry Brown is starting to foist upon. Well, foisting upon it, not just starting. He has been for a long time. And, in fact, it's been pre-planned for Jerry Brown to be in this position to foist his ideology and, of course, the globalist ideology, and to tear down and destroy California. That's really what we're seeing here. It's a purpose-driven desire to tear down and destroy California, which is what is involved with communism. They use communism as a tool to do that so they can get their technocratic government in place, their one world order. You see, the kingpin of the United States is to tear down California and destroy it. That's why you have so much poverty. It's rampant now in California. People sleeping along the river banks and tents and all this, and, you know, not even tents. I mean, I got to tell you that last night I had an opportunity to stop into the state capital of California. I was there for quite some time yesterday. Doing new California business, actually, and it was kind of interesting. Wasn't interesting at all. It was actually not a good sign. You know, the homeless in Sacramento and San Francisco are becoming, of course, legend. And, of course, the city's trying to do something about it, the nanny state. They have to interfere, or they have to, you know, intervene, if you will, and thinking that they're good natured and so on. It's just a sad state of affairs. You know, I went in to buy gas last night on the way home, and at the gas station there was a woman just right there, just relieving herself of everything. I mean, just pants down, right there, right near the island. I mean, you have to. It's some people, if they drove in fast enough, would hit her, but just squatting right there, defecating, urinating right there, right in front of us. And there was a whole cadre, about 15, 20, around the gas station there. And, of course, the gas station people came out. They were yelling and screaming, and they were going nuts about the whole thing. And I thought to myself, great. And, of course, then, you know, you're driving around down there, and everywhere you look, you see homeless people in bushes. It's like, it's not even funny. I'm just, like, going, wow, how this is Jerry Brown's California. I mean, they're almost. I would go around one of the corners. I will never forget this visual. That visual, the woman doing that. But then, I'm about to go on the freeway. And I turn, and there's one of those big metered boxes, you know, big silver things that sit, and it runs all the traffic signals and stuff. And there's a guy who's huddled up between the curb and the meter box, which is about 2 feet area. He's all packed in there. He's got his blankets all around him. And, you know, if you turn, and let's say you run up on the curb, you'd run over them. Because, you know, it's in a place where you could do that. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But I was just like, wow, you know, that guy's in danger. But, you know, it seemed to be the right place to be. It was public, and maybe no one would bother him. Except maybe the occasional car that would run astray. But people, we are in trouble in California. That is Jerry Brown's world. I don't think we need it. We need new California. We'll be right back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's a interesting notion, this new California, isn't it? It's intriguing. And it is the way to stop the totalitarians. It is. Use the Constitution. Shake them up. They don't want this Constitution business. No, no, no. And we'd like to welcome aboard, actually, Glenn County and Santa Cruz County to the New California State Movement. So that makes it number 19. Maybe after today, and hopefully next week, we'll be reporting. Look for the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and for all of your updates. Also, we're going to be declaring ourselves independent on the 15th of January, and you want to be a part of that. You can go to our website, get information on it. And right now, we're gathering up information about what grievances you might have against California or in California, or if you're in California or outside of California. And you can go there and lay it down. And if you have any input on what you might want to see in the Constitution, or excuse me, the Declaration of Independence right now. Not the Constitution yet. That's going to happen. That's going to be going on in March. But give us that information. And you just click it on. It's right there underneath in the wave. We're in the tube, as they used to say. You know, back in the day when I was a surfer, you know, we talked about that. Anyway. Agenda 21. We're going to rename, I think. We're going to give a tagline to New California. It's going to be called Agenda 51. Agenda 51 for the New California, number 51. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, ladies and gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.